Today's sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun. And we begin with the brand new Mishnah, six lines from the top. The Mishnah tells us, Lo yiskor odim polim b'Shabbos. The person is not going to hire workers on Shabbos to do work that is going to be done after Shabbos. Rashi explains, because of the pasuk, the famous pasuk we had earlier in the Masechta from Yeshaya, Mimtso chefzucha daber dover. You're only allowed to do Hashem's things on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do your own things on Shabbos. So even though there's technically no issa derais in hiring the workers, you're not allowed to go hire the workers on Shabbos. Likewise, lo yomar odim lechavero liskor lo palim. You likewise can't tell somebody else to go and hire workers for you on Shabbos. Now, Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, pshita, kiven du osu chavero, nami osu, duha yisrohu. So if you're not allowed to do it, why would you think you're allowed to tell your friend to do it? So the Gemara will explain why this is necessary to tell us. It'll actually add in some additional ideas. In any event, the Mishnah continues and says, ein machshichin ala tchum. Now let it go to the edge of the tchum. In other words, wait till it's dark. So go there on Shabbos to the edge of the tchum. Liskar. Now we have the word lo. Many suggest the word the word lo shouldn't be over here. In any event, machshich na l'tchum lischor lo po'alim, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to go and hire yourself workers, and lohavi peros, or to go bring peros back to your house on Matzei Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll explain why you can't do this. However, avo machshichu lishmor, but you are allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order that Matzei Shabbos you can go and watch your fruits. Maybe Paris Biodo. And once you're there, for a legal purpose, a legitimate purpose, you're allowed to go bring back fruits. Even though we said when you're going there for an illegitimate purpose, you're not allowed to go bring back fruits. Or, lechatrili, you're not allowed to go there to the edge of the Kumbh so you can bring back fruits right away, Motzei Shabbos. But if your purpose was something that's allowed, more will explain, if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, then you're allowed to go to be machshiv to the end of the Tchum. If you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to go be machshiv to the edge of the Tchum. But once you're going there for a legitimate purpose, a legal purpose, then maybe Paris Biodo. Even though that wasn't allowed on its own, as Rashi points out, hold the ikor machshavto lohi olikach, since your real essential purpose was not to go bring back the fruits. Once you're there, so after Shabbos, you're allowed to go bring back fruits. We're talking about fruits that you couldn't bring back on Shabbos because they were attached to the tree. Then finally, the Mishnah concludes, says, Klalamor Abashol. Abashol gives us a rule, and he says, Kol shani zakeh b'amiros, so anything that I'm allowed to say, so rashani l'hachshavlov, I would be allowed to go to the edge of the tchum and wait there on Shabbos till Shabbos is over. However, if it's not something that you could say, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do that. The Gemara will explain this further as well, and let's start the Gemara right now. Gemara starts off and says, Pshita, it's clear and obvious, Maishto hu, Maishto chaveiro. Again, as I pointed out, why would you think for a second that if you're not allowed to go, that you're allowed to go and tell your friend to go? As Rashi says, the kivan to Omar lo yischar, since you're not allowed to go and rent, hire out people, who are then lo yomar lechavero. You certainly can't tell your friend to do the same thing. Do Yisrael hu kamoso, because why would he be any different than you? Lo motzi lo grinu, and you're not allowed to rent out, so hire out, so he can't do the same thing. So Gemara says, Omar Rapapa. Rapapa says, no, we're talking here about Chavir Nochri, talking here about a Gentile friend, the person who doesn't have any problems with Shabbos. A guy is allowed to go and do whatever he wants on Shabbos. So therefore, we're talking here that you can't do it, and you also even can't tell a guy to go and do this. Gemara says, why would I need a mission to tell me that? Maskel or Ravashi. Ravashi says, Amir Lenochri Shvuz. We've already learned that you're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do things for you on Shabbos. As Rashi reminds us, Kar Stoma, Rabbi Lemasnisa, we had a Stan Mishnah earlier, Nochri Shabbat Lechabos Einom Lochabei. If a Nochri comes to go put out the fire for you on Shabbos, again, in a situation where it wasn't at all in any way Pikuach and Fashos, you're not allowed to tell him to go and put out the fire for you. You can't ask him to do something for you. That's Amir Eliakim. So Amir Eliakim, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do something for you that you're not allowed to do yourself on Shabbos under normal circumstances. So that can't be the answer. So Gemara says, you're right. Elom Ravashi. Ravashi says, this is the answer. Afilu Tema Chaver Yisrael. We're talking about a Jewish friend. So if you can't do it, how come your friend would have a havamina to think your friend can do it? So the Chiddush is, Hakom Ashvalon. The Mishnah is telling us the following Chiddush. Lo Yomar Odom L'Chaveiro Schorli Po'alim. You're not allowed to tell your friend to go and hire a few workers on Shabbos for after Shabbos. However, Abel Omer Odom L'Chaveiro, you are allowed to tell your friend, no, maybe you want to come and join me in the evening. In other words, he knows what you're intending. He knows you want to hire him that evening, but you're not specifically mentioning it. As Rashi says, Ashav Nira Im Tamot Imi L'Erev, would you like to go and join me Matzi Shabbos at such and such a place, Im Tovo Elai L'Chishtef Shach, and you'll come there as soon as it's dark. Ushnem Yodim Shamanas Lusokro Lapulosu Masiro. And everybody knows, both the person who's asking and the person who's listening, that he's intending to hire him. He says, no, meet me at such and such, meet me at my office on Matzi Shabbos. He knows you're hiring him. However, Rashi explains, even though Mefarish Behedja, since he doesn't specify, I'm going to hire you, he just says, let's meet Matzi Shabbos at my office. Shari, that's allowed, as Gemara is going to explain in a moment, that this type of thinking, so to say, is allowed, since you didn't specifically mention it. So Gemara continues and says, Umasnisin Mani, and who does our Mishnah go like? It goes like the opinion of Rishu ben Karcha. What is Rishu ben Karcha's opinion? The Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro. You're not allowed to tell your friend. Would you like to go and join me at such and such a place at nighttime in my office? And according to the Tanakhama, that's not allowed because it's clear that you're asking him to work for you, Matzi Shabbos. You just didn't specify it beferish. So the Tanakhama says that's not allowed. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach Omer, Omer Adam Lechaver, you are allowed to tell your friend. Would you like to join me in my office tonight after Shabbos is over? So Rabbi Shua ben Karcha does allow this. So our Mishnah, according to Rav Ashi, is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that says you're allowed to say something that doesn't specify that you'll do something Matzi Shabbos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You just say, let's meet at my office on Matzi Shabbos. That's allowed. I'm the Rabbi of Rabbi Chana, I'm Rabbi Yom Yochanan. How do we paskin? Halacha Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. We paskin like this opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Furthermore, Yom Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Amar Yochanan, he said another statement. He said, my time in the Rishu ben Karcha, what's his reasoning? Why does the Rishu ben Karcha make all over here? So he says, based upon our pasuk Mishai, the famous pasuk, the Sim, Himsol Chavzucha V'Dabir Dovar, it says that you're not allowed to do specific things. Dibur is Osir. It says you're not allowed to talk. However, Hirur is Murtu, but just thinking. Here you didn't say anything. You're both thinking, oh, he's going to hire me out. I'm going to hire him out. So that is allowed. That's just Hirur. And Hirur is not included in the pasuk from Yeshaya, Daber Dover. More questions? This is really? Rami Le Rav Acha by Rav Huna Le Rava. Rav Acha by Rav Huna is to Rava. According to this, according to Rav Yochanan, there's a difference between Dibur and Hirur. Is that really true? Mi Amar Yochanan, Dibur also Hirur Mutter. Did Rav Yochanan really say that, oh, Daber Dover means that you're not allowed to talk, but you're allowed to think? That's allowed? Alma, Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. It would appear, according to this, that Rav Yochanan doesn't equate thinking and speaking, but we see elsewhere that he does. You are allowed to think Torah, for example, any place except Chutz, Mibes HaMercha, Mibes HaKisa. You're not allowed to think Torah in the bathhouse and in the bathroom, because those are places where you're not allowed to talk Torah, and therefore you're also not allowed to go and think Torah. So you see from here that he does equate thinking and talking. So therefore, how come in our case in the Mishnah, he doesn't equate thinking and talking? Gemara says, no, there's a difference between the bathhouse and the bathroom. Shiny awesome. Over there it says specifically in the Pasuk, the Ve'inon, you must have v'hoyo machanecha kadosh. The Pasuk says that your camp has to be holy, the Lekka. And here, it's not called holy if you're thinking Torah. So this is a special din that in a bathroom or a bathhouse, it has to be even higher level than Daber Dover. It has to be holy. Holy is a positive thing. It has to be holy. So thinking Torah in the bathhouse isn't a holy thing to do. And therefore, you're not allowed to think it. In general, though, thinking and saying are two different things. Where it says, no, keep on reading that pasuk. The pasuk then says, right after, it says, you won't have anything that's dovar. It says specifically, ervas dovar. That's the definition. So, dovar, speaking, is asur, but thinking should be mutter. Where it says, no. First part of the pasuk is v'yom machanecha kadosh, tells me thinking is not allowed. And the second part, v'lo yir b'cho ervas dover, that comes, how m'boy lele l'charav Yehuda. That you need for the statement that Yehuda said. What did he say? That Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda said, ove kochavim arum, a naked non-Jewish person, also l'kod kriyashma kenegdo. You're not allowed to read kriyashma when you're in the presence of a naked non-Jewish person. Where it says, why non-Jewish person? My ear, Yovi Kochavim, Avili Zonami. You're not allowed to read Kriyashma in front of any naked person. Why are you telling me a non-Jewish person who's naked? You're not allowed to read in front of a Jewish person who's naked. Kriyashma requires saying it in holiness without somebody there. So why are you telling me you need this possible? Yer b'cho ervas dover to tell me you can't read Kriyashma in front of a naked non-Jew. So Gemara says, Lo mi boy kamai. No, it's obvious that you can't do it in front of a Jewish person who's not clothed. Lo mi boy Yisrael, you also, of course, a Yid who's not clothed, you can't say Kriyat Shema in front of him. This is halacha l'maaseh ramifications. It's important, husband and wife in their bedroom. You have to be very careful that there shouldn't be anything that is considered erva that you're looking at if you're saying Kriyat Shema l'amita. So, Lo mi boy Yisrael, you also, of course, a Yisrael, you're not allowed to go and recite Kriyat Shema in front of such a naked Yid. However, I might have thought, Avalovi Kochavim, I might have thought, Kivan Dosivbe, Asher Besar Chamorim Besarim, since the Pasuk says that in some ways their Basar is compared to the Basar of a Chamor, so therefore I might have said, Emoshaper Dami. I would have said that their halachic status of nakedness is not the same as the halachic status of nakedness of a human being, and therefore, Kamash Malan. So Rav Yehuda is coming to tell us, no, that's why you need the Pasuk, Lo Yerbecha Erevaz Dava, because you have this Pasuk, Asher B'sarim Chamorim B'sarim. So I might have said that this Pasuk in Yecheskel tells me that you could say Kriya Shema in front of them. Kamash Malan, therefore you need the Pasuk here, Lo Yerbecha Erevaz Dava, to tell me no. Mura says, no, why don't we follow the Pasuk in Yechazkel? Ema hochanami. That is a good raya. Asher b'sar chamor and b'sarim should tell me that I could read Kriya Shema if they're unclothed in front of me. Mura says, no. Alma kro, that's why the Pasuk says, the erva savim lo ro. Rashi explains, Alma erva hoyo ben Noach. This Pasuk tells us that when Shem and Yafes saw Noach, that he was unclothed, so they turned their eyes away and they didn't look at him and they covered him up. So therefore, the erva savim, now Noach is a non-Jew, so therefore they saw they made sure that they didn't see the erva of their father. So we see that their father nakedness is called erva, and therefore the lo yerbecha erva's daven comes to tell us that you're not allowed to go and say Kriya Shema in the presence of a non-clothed non-Jew as well. Mark continues and says, "Bedibur mi asir, is it really forbidden for a person to go and talk on Shabbos about things that aren't allowed?" We'll question this. V'hor Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnuna, the Amr Tavayu, both of these two great Amoraim said, Cheshbono shel mitzvah mutar l'chashbo m'shabbos. One is allowed to go and do calculations, cheshbonos. Cheshbon is an accountant. So you're allowed to make calculations of a mitzvah on Shabbos. You're allowed to go and do that. Furthermore, the Omer Rabbi Elazar said, Poskim tzedakah l'aniyim b'Shabbos. You'll have to go do calculations or talk about giving tzedakah to poor people on Shabbos. That's also allowed. Furthermore, the Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Bar-Idi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Idi said the name of Yochanan, Mefakin Pikuach Nefesh, V'Pikuach Rabin b'Shabbos. You'll have to go and discuss matters that deal with Pikuach Nefashos on Shabbos. Now, that is something that would involve Isurim. And yet it says, Rashi says, B'dover sheyesh bo sakana, so that's called Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Durabim, so he says, Pikuach Rabim on Shabbos, that's Kigon L'Rashus, to go to the government. So you're allowed to discuss all sorts of Isurim Beferish on Shabbos. Furthermore, V'holch L'botei Knesios, L'fakeach L'skei Rabim B'Shabbos, you're likewise allowed to go and the Beis Knesses, or to go to the Beis Knesses, to discuss various inyanim for the rabbim on Shabbos. The public needs, you're allowed to go take care of on Shabbos. And furthermore, the Yomar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Yomar Yochanan, Shmuel Nachmani is the name of Yochanan, Hochlin Tartuyos, that's like theaters, Ulukarkusos, that's like circuses, Ulubasilikos, that's basilicas. All of these are public gathering places, and you're allowed to go to Lefakeach, Liskei Rabbim Shabbos, and you go there to take care of any public needs on Shabbos. So she says, these are Mine Palt, the various types of palaces, various types of public gatherings, Haim, Shisham Netzul, they Savat, and they would go there, and they would use these places for important public gatherings. And in all of these things, we said that you're allowed to go and do them, speak about things that are also to do on Shabbos in these places. So how can you tell me that Dibur is usher on Shabbos? And finally, the Torah of Menashe, they learn the base of Menashe, Mishadchen al Tinikus Leris b'Shabbos. You'll have to make Shiduchim on Shabbos. Galatinuk Lamdu Sefer. You'll have to go and teach children Svarim, Lamdu Umnos, so to teach them some sort of a job. You'll have to do all of this on Shabbos. This should sound familiar. This is part of the Mayedidus Zimra that we sing on Shabbos. Reshech Shlita would say that the Zmiros often encapsulated various dinim for the public to learn. So the Amoratzim that would sing these songs, they would know the basic dinim. So bottom line is, we see that you're allowed to do all of these things on Shabbos. How can you tell me that Dibur is also on Shabbos? So Gemara says, no, no, no. That's exactly what the Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us. Amakra means so cheftzecha v'dabedover. Your doings, you're not allowed to do. Chafotzecho asurim. However, Chavsei Shamayim Mutar, that's also in the Zimrum Ayididus. So your things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and talk about them on Shabbos. However, anything that's Chavsei Shamayim, every one of the things that we just mentioned, was not for your doing, they're for the public good or to save a life, etc. They're all mitzvah purposes that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Furthermore, Amar Yudah Mishmuel, Cheshbonos Shel. Now the word that we have is Maloch, which is like a contraction of Maloch. However, others say it comes from the word Melach. And you see this on the side of Mesoros HaShas, he brings down that this means Orchim. And Rabbeinu Chananel has this pshat as well, and it's based upon Rabbeinu Chananel says, a pasuk which says, Ubo Holach Leisha Osher. So this word really means an Oreach. So back to the Gemara, so I'm Yehuda Mishmuel, he says, Cheshbonos Shel Maloch, either Cheshbonos, what is it, it's not very important, or Cheshbonos for an Oreach, or Vishal Ma Bekacho, what of it? And the Gemara says, Mutu l'chashbim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to. Now these sound like these are unimportant calculations or not mitzvah calculations, and yet you're allowed to go and do them on Shabbos. And the Brisa supports this. Tani Nami Yochi, the Brisa says, Cheshbonu sh'avru, things that happened in the past, v'shasid and lios, or things that will be in the future, also l'chashbim, that you're not allowed to do. Now this seems to be mutually contradicted. We just said that things that happened in the past you are allowed to talk about, because that's what difference does it make, shema b'kach. In any event, tomorrow we'll ask that question in a moment. So things that happened in the past or things that will happen in the future, that's asul chashbon. However, shel maloch, again, the question, what does maloch mean? This means just a contraction of maloch, what's it to you? Or does it mean over here regarding an oreach? It turns to be on the days. Or shel ma bekach, or things, you know, what of it? It's not such an important thing. Those, mutar l'chashbon, you are allowed to go and calculate them on Shabbos. So Rashi says, kigon shekvar hayu, things that were in the past, Eloshavu, but they're not important right now. This is what I took out for this building, right? People like to say, how much did it cost? How much was that worth? How expensive is that? So these things, he says, you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. So when it says, Urminu, there's a problem over here. You're telling me that you're allowed to, but the Brisa tells me, you're allowed to make calculations for cheshbonos that are not essential. However, the ain mechashvin cheshbonos shetzricha mishabbos, but you're not allowed to go and talk about types of calculations that are necessary for Shabbos. What do you mean by this? Ketzad. So the Brisa says as follows: Omer odom lechadero, a person is allowed to say to his friend, kach v'kach polim hotzesi. Now the Gersa that we have is hotzesi, but the Bach says it should be kach v'kach polim hiskarti. I hired out, so that's more correct that way. So this is what I paid for my workers. I'll show the zoo. It cost me $1,000 to hire out workers to go plow this field. And kach v'kach polim hiskarti al show the zoo. Or kach v'kach dinrin hotzesi al dirazu. Or this is what I spent on rent on this apartment last month. That you're allowed to say. But you're not allowed to say kach v'kach hotzesi. This is how much money I spent. V'kach v'kach ani osid losi. Or this is how much money I will go and spend. So this is in contrast to what we just said. The two prices are contradictory. Where it says, and intrinsically, it's not contradictory. You yourself, kashul chohi gufa. You yourself have a problem with the first price that we said. On one hand, you said that you're allowed to go make certain calculations of mabakach, but then you tell me that you're not allowed to make calculations of mabakach. So everything's all messed up over here. So what's the answer? When are you allowed to talk? Eloha deiko agra. The Agira Gabe, when you still have to pay the workers, but you haven't actually paid them, then you know how to talk about it. However, Hodaleka Agra de Agira Gabe, if you've already paid the workers, you don't have any outstanding debts to them, so then you would technically be allowed to talk about those things on Shabbos. Not suggesting that you should talk about them on Shabbos, but there's no issa because those are things of Mabakach. It doesn't make any difference if you talk about them. That's just stam talking. That's just having a conversation with somebody. So while it's not a good idea to talk about that on Shabbos, it's not usher, but to actually talk about something that you actually have to do still, I have to pay my workers, or this is what it's going to cost me next month, so then you're not allowed to talk about that. Okay. Mishnah is quoted and says, Ein machshich, we said you're not allowed to go to the tchum on Shabbos. In other words, go someplace to travel to the edge of the tchum in order to go and have workers over there that you can hire after Shabbos. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Ma'isa b'chosedecho. This is a very famous story, which I'll tell you, the Ben Yoda and others have a tremendous understanding of this story. So Ma'isa b'chosedecho. Chosedecho normally means Rehuda b'mbava or Rehuda bar Eloi, but here it doesn't mention his name. In any event, this chosid was once walking on Shabbos, shenifritz lo peretz b'sosodeu, and he sees that there was a breach in the fence that he had around this field on Shabbos, and the animals are going to come in, or it's going to be trouble for him, robbers will come in, so his fence is broken. The nimlach olel l'godri, says, oh, after Shabbos, I have to go and fix my fence. Now, he certainly didn't do anything on Shabbos. He's a chassid, and he didn't even plan or say anything about it. He just, in his mind, said, I'm going to fix this fence on Shabbos. The Nizkash is Shabbos. Then he realized it's Shabbos. I shouldn't be thinking about my work on Shabbos. And therefore, he knassed himself. He gave a knass to himself. V'nimna oso chosiv lo godre. And he says, even after Shabbos, I'm not going to fill in this breach in my fence because I shouldn't have thought about my needs on Shabbos. What happened? Menasseh Lunetz, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a miracle for him. He was such a tzaddik. Hashem made a miracle for him for Oslo with Slav, and a Slav, a capeberry tree, grew in that place where the breach was, and it filled in the breach. And not only that, this also gave him parnasa. This capeberry tree was so fruitful that he was able to support himself and his whole family with the growth of this capeberry tree. So not only did he not lose out by saying, I thought about this on Shabbos and I was wrong, therefore I'm never going to go and fill in this breach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled in the breach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him additional parnasa because he was such a tzaddik. Now, then Yod explains, based upon a Gemara elsewhere, where we have a machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, as we had this earlier in the Masechta, as to what exactly was the sin of Tzlofchad. Tzlofchad in the Midbar, the Benot Tzlofchad went to say, Avinu, our father died, and he wasn't in Adas Korach. So what sin did he have? So some say that he was the Mekoshesh Eitzim, which again, we had earlier in the Masechta, that there are three possible sins that he did. In any event, what was the sin of Tzlofchad? So Rabbi Akiva said he didn't do a sin. He was a big tzaddik. And Rabbi Akiva explained as follows, according to Ben Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva was saying that I'm allowed to say that this was Tzlofchad because it's not like Gnai, like Rabbi Tarfon says that I'm saying Lashon Hara, but I'm praising him because he saw that after the Chayit HaEgel, he saw that the Klal Yisrael was not going into Eretz Yisrael and they were all depressed, and therefore the people said the Torah doesn't apply to us in the Midbar, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to demonstrate that the Torah did apply. So what he did was this Mekoshesh, whatever act it was, like gathering the wood, cutting the wood, piling up the wood, whatever exactly he did. So he did this Issa, but his intention wasn't to do the Issa, it was to make a point. So therefore, he wasn't technically over any Chilul Shabbos, Medaraisa. But witnesses and the Beis Din doesn't know what's in your mind. They only know what you did. So therefore, he was given Hasra. He did it anyway. And therefore, they put him to death for being the Mekoshesh. So his father died out Kiddush Hashem because the people said, oh, we see that the Torah does apply even in the Midbar. And he made a great Kiddush Hashem according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, this was Tzlofchad's death. So therefore, he came back as a Gilgal into this Chosid Echad, this Yehuda Bar Eloi, Yehuda Ben Bava, whoever it was. And he was a Gilgal of Tzlofchad. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him for it. This was his chance to do a Kiddush Hashem regarding Shabbos. He had done some sort of a desecration on some level of Shabbos, albeit it was L'Shem Shemayim. So he comes back over here as a Gilgal, and Nimna, he didn't go, and ever, Oso Chosev V'lo Gidori, he did B'davka, not a Chilul Hashem. And therefore he was rewarded. That's why he was rewarded with a Tzlof Chad. One Tzlof tree grew in this place. That was an allusion to the fact that this was Tzlof Chad, a Gilgal of Tzlof Chad. Yeah, very deep and a very interesting idea. Mark Attingen says, I'm Yehuda Mishmuel. Who is the name of Shmuel? Mutuli Adam Lomel Chaver. A person is allowed to tell his friend on Shabbos, Lichrach Ploni Ani Hulech Lemachar. To this city, to this Krach, Lichrach Ploni, I'm going tomorrow. You're allowed to say that, even though the city is not allowed to be reached today. It's beyond the Trum. Because technically, he could get to this other city today, Shem Yesh Burganin, if there were these huts that were there. And the huts make it that you haven't left the city limits. If you have houses every certain distance, every 70 and 2/3 amma, as we learned previously, so then you're not called leaving the city limits, and then your tchum doesn't start. So since you could get to this other city because of the burgen and because of the huts that were there, so therefore, holech, he could go there, shemyesh burgen and holech, he could go there, therefore, in this situation, is not considered talking about something that is also to do on Shabbos. So we see from Rehuda Amr Shmuel that as long as it's possible, even in this case, though it wasn't the fact, but as long as it would be possible to do it, you're not over talking on Shabbos about something that is wrong. Where it says, but wait a second, our Mishnah seemed to say otherwise. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Ein machshich in ala tchum liskor po'alim lohavi peiros. Our Mishnah said, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum on Shabbos in order to make sure that when you're at the edge of the tchum, there'll be lots of workers over there at the edge of the tchum, that's where they gather, and you'll go there and be able to hide them right away once it's Shabbos. And likewise, you're not allowed to go bring fruits back from that place to go there on Shabbos, so you'll be right there. So Matzah Shabbos, you can go get the fruits that are outside the Trum. So Gemara says, Bishlam Luskor Po'alim. I can understand why you're not allowed to go there to hire workers because the Shabbos is Matzah Yoga. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to hire workers, so you can't go be Machshich on something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Ah, Very good and simple. El Lavi Peros, why couldn't he go there to go get the fruits after all? Why don't we say Lema Shimyesha Mechitzos maybe? Because why don't we say that there, if there were Mechitzos over there, then you could go bring the fruits. Not a problem of carrying. It wasn't a problem of Tchum over here, although we could have said the Burgin in the same way, but here the problem was of carrying. So why don't we say that if there were Mechitzos, you could carry, just like if there were Burgin and you could go there. So why don't we say that in our Mishnah, and therefore should be Mutter? Where it says, no, because you know what the problem was? It wasn't the carrying of the fruits. Mishkachas lo beperos hamechubar. Because we're talking about the fruits are still on the tree, so you can't pluck them. Even if there's no problem with carrying them, then you're not allowed to pluck them. Where it says, Votani Rav Hoshaya, ein machshich la tchum lohavi tevin v'kash. But wait a second. We have a braisa that throws this into question. Because the braisa says, you're not allowed to go be machshich on the tchum to go bring tevin, which is a straw, or kash, which is also a type of straw. Tevin is something was done to it a little bit. So the Gemara says, bishlom kash, I can understand why you can't go there to bring kash, because it's possible that the kash, which is the whole straw, is mechubar lekarka, mishkachas lo mechubar. So that's why you can't do it. It's like the fruit on the trees. That's why you can't go bring the fruit, because they're on the trees. El tevin, by definition, tevin is already cut from the ground. So why can't you go and do this? Hechem mishkachas lo, why can't you say that you're allowed to go there for the tevin? Because you could do it with mechitzos, you could do it with borgenin. So where it says, no, you know what we're talking about? Betivnosaria. We're talking about that this is spoiled straw. It is disgusting. It is mos. And therefore, it's not even eatable by animals. And therefore, it's a muktza problem. It's not a problem of mechitzos or of tchum. Tosos points out, but also we say that Tivnosaria is Michael, that is royal of Behema. So Tosos distinguishes between how much it's spoiled. This Tivnosaria here is so spoiled that it's not even good for an animal, whereas Tivnosaria that we used elsewhere was spoiled somewhat, but still able to be fed to an animal. That's why it wasn't Muktzah in that situation. So again, Review Dom Rishwul says that if you're allowed to do it with Burginin, so then you'd be allowed to do it even though the Burginin aren't there. So where it says, try again. Toshma, machshichin ala tchum, the Braisa tells us that you're allowed to give machshich on the tchum, lefakeach aliske kala, veliske mace, only for the purposes of taking care of the needs of a kala, and or the needs of a mace, rachman alitzlan. So the Gemara says, only aliske kala umeis in, for these types of dealings, for a kala or for a mace, you're allowed to go be machshich on the tchum. However, aliske acher lo, but for other things, you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. So, Gemara says, Bishlama Acher Dumi L'Kala. So, Acher has to be Dumi L'Kala for these other things, for another person. So, what would you be doing it for? So, Bishlama Acher Dumi L'Kala. You can do it for the Kala, but you can't do it for the other person. So, Mishkach's law, L'Migza Le'asa, to go and cut a myrtle. So, you'd be allowed to, you're not allowed to cut a myrtle on Shabbos. So therefore, for the kala, you shouldn't be allowed to go do it. Oh, this is the exception to the rule. To do it for a kala, to go bring her the myrtle that she needs for her wedding, so that you'd be allowed to be machshich on the tchum for. But for a stam person, he wants to have a myrtle, so then you're not allowed to go do this. Oh, very good. Ella, mace. What's the example? For the mace, you're allowed to do this. But for the other person who's not a mace, you're not allowed to do this. Ella, mace, mind you. What exactly are we talking about that you're allowed to do for the mace, but you're not allowed to do for another person? What possible thing can we do for another person that we can do for a mace? So Gemara says, it must be, we're talking about bringing a coffin or bringing the tachrichin, the burial shrouds that you are going to put the mace in. Uktani, mace in, you're only allowed to do that for the mace, so you can be makshig on the tchum to go be ready right there at the end of the tchum to go get the oron and the tachrichin, which are outside the tchum. Aval acher lo, but for another person, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. But based upon Review Dom Rishmul, why not? V'amai, lema, shimyesha mechitzos, maybe. We could have the burginim, or we could have the mechitzos, and you could carry it or go outside the tchum to go and get it. So how come Review Dom Rishmul would say you're allowed to go and do this? But in this Mishnah, like I said a moment ago, it's a price, it's actually going to be tomorrow's Mishnah. So it says that there, you're only allowed to go do this for the mace, but you're not allowed to do this for the acher. But my, lema, shimesha mechitzos, maybe. Why don't we say, according to Review Dom Rishmul, that you're allowed to? Shmuel says, no. Mace, nami mishkachas lo. For the mace, there's something else that you need. Lemigzale glima. You're going to cut the tachrichim, to actually cut the tachrichim for the mace. That you're not allowed to do for anybody else, because that's an issa that you can't get around. That's like plucking the fruit from the tree. That's an actual issa. So the rabbis let you go to the machshich on the tchum. Of course, you can't cut it on Shabbos. They said you can go to the edge of the tchum to be prepared. That's the place where they cut the garments. So this way, right after Shabbos, you'll be 2 minutes away from the place, instead of having to walk 20 minutes to get to the tachrichim, so you can make the tachrichim right away after Shabbos. So for the mace, for the kala, the mission is going to tell us we have a special deal. However, for a stam other person, you wouldn't be allowed to be machshich on the tchum. That's consistent with what we said. Mark continues and quotes our mission, says, "Avo machshichin," but you're allowed to go and be makshir to go and watch your fruit. And then when you're there, you can also go and get fruits from there, because that wasn't your ikar purpose. Shmuel says, wait a second, how are you allowed to go and get the fruits before you do havdalah? You're not allowed to do any malacha before you get havdalah. So we're talking about the fruit. We're attached to the tree. You have to do malacha. How are you allowed to do malacha before havdalah? V'afal gav d'lo avdil. V'amar Rav Elazar ben Atignos, Mishum Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Also, lo yom shasil chafetzav, kolim shadli. You're not allowed to do anything for yourself before you do havdalah. Nu, v'chitemo de'avdil b'tfilah. He said Shmon Esrei. He said Atuchon Antanu in the Shmon Esrei. And therefore, that's why he's allowed to do Malacha. Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo. Hamadu Betvila, even though you say Atuchon Antanu in the Shmon Esrei, it's so she had Vela Kosh. You still have to make a Dela Kosh, which is, of course, the way we paskin. Are you going to tell me, Vechitemo, the Adela Kosh? Yeah, he said Shmon Esrei out there. And he also said Havdalah La Kosh out there. He's in the middle of the field. Kosh Besad, the Meika. What's he doing with a glass of wine out there that he made Havdalah out in the middle of Yemensfeld, out in the middle of the field? Where it says, no, Tirgum Rabbi Nosson Barami, Kamei the Rava. Rabbi Nosson Barami suggested in front of Rava, we're talking about that he was amongst the wine presses. Ben Agito Shanu. He was amongst the wine presses during the wine pressing season, and there's lots of wine out there. So therefore, that's why he had wine out there. That's Teretz number one. Amalei Rabbi Abba Ravashi. Alternatively, Rabbi Abba said to Ravashi, B'ma Rava Rinochi. The Teretz that you just said is not the Teretz that they said in Eretz Yisrael. They said the following. In Eretz Yisrael, a person could go, if he didn't have a kos to make Havdalah, but he needed to do Malacha, he would just say, as is the Halacha L'maisa, he would say, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. And then, Vadim and Tzarchin, he would just say, a Nusach like Havdalah, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. We have the question, we say, Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, without Shem U'malchus, according to some. Others say, no, you make a real bracha, Baruch Atah Shem U'kenu Mechalam, Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. But the Halacha L'maisa is, you just say, Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, without Shem U'malchus. And then, Vadim and Tzarchin. So then you're allowed to do whatever you need to do. Tisha B'Av, which we just passed, if it comes out on a Sunday, so then we don't make Havdalah ala kos, but we just say when people take off their shoes for Maariv, if they're wearing their Shabbos shoes and they take off their shoes to daven Maariv, so they say Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, and then they go take off their shoes. So this is something that we use, and this is what Rabbi Abba said to Ravashi, is the Teretz that they did in Eretz Yisrael. How could this person go and bring the fruits before he said Havdalah? So he would say Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, and on Ravashi he said the same thing. Ki avinu Rav Kahana, we were by Rav Kahana. He would also say, "Have Omar Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, or Masal Sidon Silte," and then he would go and chop wood. Rashi says, "Choltvin Eitzin." So if they needed firewood, he would go say, "Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol," and then he would chop the firewood even before he made a formal Havdalah. And this is what a person should do if, for whatever the reason, they can't even daven Shmoneh Esrei, or they can't say Havdalah. A woman waiting to come, or her first will come home shul, make Havdalah. She doesn't daven Maariv, so she needs to go to start doing things. Matzei Shabbos, so she's allowed to say Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol and start doing Malacha. You shouldn't eat before Havdalah, but Malacha you're allowed to do as long as you say Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. Now the Gemara says the last part of the Mishnah, Klal Amar Abashol, Kosh Ani v'chulei. Abashol said anything that I'm allowed to say, so then I'm allowed to go and be machshir for that at nighttime. So the Gemara asks, Ibailuhu, they ask the following Shaila in the base Medrash. Abashol, Ahayu, which statement was Abashol going on? The first part of the Mishnah or the second part of the Mishnah? Ilay my Reisha Koi, if you're saying go in the first part of the Mishnah, so then, Ein Machshichin al Tchum, Lisko Pawal, Lovi Paris. The first part of the Mishnah said you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to be able to go and hire workers out or to bring the fruits back from there. So the Gemara says, Hi, then that's not the right girsa. He should have said, Kol Shani Zakai by Miroso, Rashani Bachashikhoso. That's not the right girsa. He should have said, Kol She'eni Zakai by Miroso. Anything that I'm not allowed to go and say, Eni Rashani Bachashikha, mi boyle. Because he's saying, you're not allowed to go and hire workers. So that's the lashon that he should have said. So therefore, it must be Ella Sefer Kai. He's going on the Sefer. What did the Sefer say? Avomachshu Lishmor. He's allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum to watch his fruits, or maybe Paris Biyado. And then he can bring the fruits back from there, while he's there. That wasn't the ikar purpose, as we said. His purpose was to watch the fruits, and knew while he's there already that he could even bring back the fruits. So Gemara says, that's also not the right lashon. He should have said, in this situation, Hi, kol sheni zakai b'chashichoso, rashai ni b'miroso, miboyle. He should have said, anything that I'm allowed to go be machshish on, I'm allowed to say. So again, what was Abishol's statement going on? It doesn't seem to fit with the ratio or the sefer. Gemara says, the olma sefer koi. No, it really is going on the sefer. But Abishol, ahoy koi. This is what Abishol was saying. We have the statement of Yeshua and Meshua. Mut li adam lo malach aveir. A person is allowed to go and tell his friend, Shemar li perosh shebetchumcha. I can't get to your to my fruits that are at the in beyond my tchum, but they're within your tchum. Vani yeshmar lecha perosh shebetchumi. And you can't get to your fruits, which are within my tchum. So let's make a deal. I'll watch your fruits, which are within my tchum, which are outside of your tchum, and you watch my parents, which are outside my tchum, but within your tchum. So we can make this switch. I'll watch yours, you watch mine. That you're allowed to say. And on this, v'kamar Abba Shaul l'Tanakama. That's what the Tanakama said. And Abba Shaul said to the Tanakama, why did you limit it to watching the fruits? Mila modis, the muta adam lama chavero. Don't you agree that you're allowed to tell your friend, shmor li pero shibitchumcha, v'ni shmor l'cha pero shibitchumi? We're allowed to make this switch. You agree to that. So therefore, what you should have said, the ema instead, kol sheni zakai b'amiro, so rashani l'hachshikolov. Anything that I'm allowed to say, such as, for example, you watch my fruits, I'll watch your fruits, rashani l'hachshikolov. I'm allowed to go to the edge of my tchum, because if I'm allowed to say it, I'm also allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to go and wait there. So right after Shabbos, I can handle or take care of whatever I was allowed to say on Shabbos, I can go to the edge of my tchum and do. With this, we conclude today's shiur.